3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Tuesday the 27th of September. It's National Chocolate Milk Day. Happy birthday Gwyneth Paltrow, Dennis Lawson, Lil Wayne and Avril Lavigne. Much anticipated budget 2023 is due to be announced in the Dáil today by Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue, and expectations are high that the government will deliver enough supportive measures to ease the cost of living crisis. The final budget package is expected to be around 7 billion in total, with the cost of living measures due to cost 3 billion. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue said that everyone in government was taking this process very seriously.
And Minister McGrath and I are united in trying to make careful use of the money of the people of Ireland and putting that money to effective use next year. And that has been reflected in the tone of the discussions that Minister McGrath and I have had with all of our colleagues in government.
With the coalition partners meeting until late on Monday night, it was clear that some measures were being debated right down to the wire, including increases in social welfare, increases in tax bans, refunds on undergraduate college fees, tax credits for renters and an increase in childcare costs. The Taoiseach made a personal statement on Twitter ahead of Tuesday's release of the budget, outlining the government's strategy for budget 2023.
We want to protect jobs and to invest in public services. We want to reduce costs, the costs of childcare and education at all levels from primary to third level. We want to reduce the burden of taxation and we want to reduce your energy bills.
In the UK, the fallout from Friday's mini-budget continued on Monday, with sterling falling to a new low against the dollar. And despite expectations, the Bank of England didn't act to raise interest rates, instead promising that they would adjust as much as needed in the November meeting. The situation seems tense as Sky's Kay Burley got a worrying text on air from a former Tory minister who didn't hold back, warning last week's tax-slashing budget could crash the economy.
She's taking on markets and the Bank of England. Her quasi, Phil, Simon are playing A-level economics with people's lives.
And it's already having an effect. Britain's largest mortgage lender, Halifax, has pulled mortgages with fees in response to turmoil in British funding markets. New Chancellor of the Exchequer, Kwasi Kwarteng, had indicated there will be a medium-term plan announced on November 23rd. But Labour Shadow Chancellor Rachel Reeves is blaming the Chancellor's mini-budget announcement for the pound falling so low.
The pound is now at an all-time low against the dollar, and that is not the same for other currencies, including the euro. So there is something going on in the UK. It's not just dollar strength. There is a selling off of the pound, and that was on the basis of the Chancellor's so-called mini budget on Friday.
In Russia, a day of shootings brought violence into the country's own front doorstep. The rebellion against Putin's military call-up escalated with the killing of a draft officer by a man angry at his friend's conscription in a moment captured on video. There was also a deadly shooting at a school in central Russia as a former pupil opened fire. The gunman with a swastika on his t-shirt killed 15 people, including 11 children, and wounded 24 before committing suicide. President Putin expressed his sorrow and called the school shooting an inhumane terrorist attack. He also chose on Monday to sign a decree granting Russian citizenship to former US intelligence contractor Edward Snowden. Snowden is still wanted by the US, and State Department spokesperson Ned Price says Putin's declaration will change nothing.
Mr. Snowden should return to the United States, where he should face justice as any other American citizen would. Perhaps the only thing that has changed is that as a result of his Russian citizenship, apparently now he may well be conscripted to fight in Russia's war in Ukraine.
Iran has warned the West not to get involved after widespread protests were triggered by the death of a young woman who had been detained by the country's morality police. The EU and US are considering further sanctions against Iran over the attempt to suppress demonstrations and strikes in universities, which have been going on for days now over the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in a police detention centre. Her cousin Irfan Mortzai spoke to Sky News detailing what happened.
During the journey to the police station, she was tortured and insulted. Once they reached the holding room at the station, Mahsa, because of the torture, lost consciousness
and collapsed.
Still to come on the Smart 7 Ireland Edition, Ireland to face Armenia, and Game of Thrones' Maisie Williams explains her own family drama. Right after this.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom,
like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome back.
The Nations League games haven't really gone very well for any of the local teams. England faced Germany on Monday night with a thrilling game resulting in a 3-3 final score, while Wales lost to Belgium. Scotland did beat Ireland 2-1 on Saturday and faced Ukraine on Tuesday, hoping to win the group. Ireland faced Armenia in a battle to avoid relegation to the C level of the Nations League. Manager Stephen Kenny is putting all his faith in Troy Parrott and thinks he can do a job for Ireland in front of the home crowd.
You know, he's capable of scoring more goals, and you know, with strikers sometimes that becomes they come on clusters, and obviously he's having a spell of not scoring over the last few weeks, but he still played well.
Game of Thrones star Maisie Williams has broken down in tears during an emotional podcast interview. The actress, best known for playing Arya Stark, opened up about her struggles with mental health and the traumatic relationship with her father on the Diary of a CEO podcast. She explained how she unraveled the mystery of her own life through therapy.
It was the first time that, like, it was all of the doors were sort of open, and all of these things that we were experiencing were, like, out on the table. And because I was, like, indoctrinated in a way. I think that's why I'm obsessed with cults, because I'm like, I get it. I get it. I was in a child cult against my mother.
Making the leap from video game to movie is not an easy feat, but The Last of Us makes it look effortless. HBO dropped the trailer for the post-apocalyptic drama thriller, and it sees Pedro Pascal as Joel and Bella Ramsey as Ellie, trying to make their way across an America ravaged by a spore outbreak that turns the infected into nightmarish coral zombies.
Say who you can save.
Oh, please understand.
Ahead of the series release next year, star Bella Ramsey has given a hint at what we can expect.
Fans can expect similar themes to the game, and like it'll feel very familiar, but with like a whole new fresh, I was going to say breath of fresh air, and then I was going to say fresh take, and it got like mixed up. But you're going to love it.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle, and I've lost 20 pounds already, and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.